everyone, and welcome back to the Conservative Woman's Guide. I'm your host, Peyton Smith. Today, I'm joined by Delaney Ermshar, a student at Pepperdine University, for an episode on the Conservative Woman's Guide to Overcoming Obstacles on Campus. Despite being a senior, Delaney started Pepperdine's chapter of NEW to leave a place for conservative women attending Pepperdine to flourish for years to come. After graduation, she plans on working for a political campaign during her gap year before starting law school. Recently, the Pepperdine Interclub Council rejected a request to start the chapter of the Network of Enlightened Women on campus. The Pepperdine ICC claimed they weren't sure how it would, quote, benefit the campus. After Delaney wrote a letter to the ICC to appeal the decision and pressure from new leaders and media, they finally approved the chapter. Conservatives on campus often face similar obstacles when dealing with pushback about their beliefs. We wanted to hear firsthand about how Delaney overcame these obstacles. Before we get into the interview, make sure you're subscribed to the Conservative Woman's Guide wherever you get your podcasts. And if you haven't already, leave us a 5-star review. Welcome, Delaney.
Thank you for having me.
How did you hear about NEW and why did you want to start a chapter?
So I first heard about NEW from Ariana Alonso, the president of the chapter at William Patterson University. I was looking for a conservative club to start on campus. And when I met her, she was telling me how she had started NEW. And she goes, oh my goodness, you have to start NEW. And since I didn't have one in mind, I went ahead and I looked into NEW and I fell in love and decided that I would start one.
Ariana and I worked a lot when I was a chapter leader at Seton Hall University. She's so great. Can you kind of explain what happened between you and the ICC board when you were going through the process of getting your chapter approved on campus?
So with ICC, you, at the end of the previous semester, fill out a set of paperwork to ask for recognition and prove that there's interest in your club and what the premises of your club are, along with possible events. And so I filled out all of that paperwork, found people interested, created an exec board, and found an advisor too, which was probably the hardest part, just because with professor's busy schedule and finding one that even somewhat aligns with the goals of NEW, it's sometimes a little bit difficult. So I did all that and I submitted to ICC. And a few days after I sent that in, so right after we got off for Christmas break, I got an email requesting an additional document clarifying what NEW is about, stating that they didn't see if NEW would be super beneficial on campus. So during my Christmas break, I worked with Addie to draft together an additional document and ended it with quotes from various women who wanted to join NEW to explain why they thought it would be beneficial as well. So I finally submitted that document. And after I submitted that document, I didn't hear back from ICC board, actually. I had to go and email them just before a club fair that we had to see if I could table at the club fair. And that was when I got a response stating that they could not approve NEW at the time, as the objectives and goals were not clear.
That's such a crazy obstacle, and unfortunately, it's not the first time this has happened to conservative students on campus. Philip Hong, the student organization's coordinator for student activities and advisor to the Interclub Council, or ICC, said in his email to you, and this is a direct quote, "At this time, after reviewing the application, the board does not necessarily feel convinced that this club would benefit or impact the campus in a significant way." Delaney, what were you thinking when you first read that email?
I remember being in utter disbelief that they could not see the benefit and it wasn't clear how NEW was needed on campus, because there are so many outlets that it's important for professionally, socially, and so many things. And so to me, it's a no-brainer as to why it would be so beneficial, not only to conservative women, but to everyone as you bring speakers and other people to campus. And I remember also, even more so, being shocked that they were saying that about NEW when we have clubs on campus, such as a Hot Girl Walk Club. So I just remember being in utter disbelief.
Yeah. During the process, you said you gathered quotes from conservative women on campus who were really excited about NU coming to Pepperdine. How did they react when you guys were originally denied?
So their reaction was much akin to mine. I remember them being disbelieving as well at our denial. But additionally, there was a lot of frustration at it being denied, since many that I've talked to feel as if they're unable to speak their true beliefs in most outlets in campus, and especially socially or in class, and don't feel like there's a space for them to build community with like-minded women. And so that was a big focus of why so many women were interested in joining. And so when that happened, it was that feeling of, well, this isn't going to happen, and there still isn't going to be that place for us to meet with like-minded women. But at the same time, I felt an element of kind of acceptance that it wasn't shocking that NU had been denied.
Which is really upsetting to hear, honestly, that it wasn't a huge shock that conservative voices would be suppressed. Have you witnessed censorship of conservatives on your campus in other ways?
I don't know that this is related entirely, but our Turning Point chapter has been having trouble getting recognized. And I don't know if that's from filling out all the documents, not getting turned in on time, or what that is. But other than NU, I think the biggest thing I've seen is a tendency to have more left-leaning speakers, whether department hosted or school-wide hosted. And I don't know if that's because of access that they have to different people, or if it's a purposefully seeking out of one-sided speakers, but I think that's the most that I've seen it.
Yeah. Now that NU at Pepperdine is approved, what event are you most looking forward to hosting on campus? Do you have any big speaker events in mind, bringing that intellectual diversity back to campus?
Yes, so we're in the second half of our semester, actually, because we get out at the end of April. The biggest one I'm looking forward to is we're in the works right now of putting together a speaker brunch for the girls, and then as well a fun event to celebrate the seniors right before finals start.
Oh, that's so great. A nice mix of professional development, but also some like community building, bonding. Those are some of my favorite events, too, that we had at my chapter. How is NU a valuable resource for conservative college women?
So NU is a valuable resource as it fosters that community of like-minded women. It's multifaceted in that there's networking, professional development, leadership. It's applicable to all areas of your life. And no matter if you're conservative or not, you can still gain value despite the target audience of being for conservative women like myself. And it helps us grow into ladies that we are becoming, especially during college years when they are such a formative time in young lives. And so NU also serves as a place to push ourselves from all angles, networking, professional development, leadership. And so NU is an opportunity to explore this huge variety of pathways in your life.
If you gave that same speech to the people on ICC, I don't understand why they denied you. What advice would you give to other conservative women on college campuses who may be in a similar situation you are in?
So for other conservative women in this similar situation, I would say continue to push back, because don't be afraid to fight for what you believe in and never give up. And eventually there's a lot of times where they'll come around or you'll find another outlet, but just continue to push back. And it's important to stand up for our beliefs and not get walked over, because I think a lot of times I see people get pushed back initially and just kind of give up what they're fighting for. And I don't think that's a good way to go about it. Nothing's ever going to change if you allow that to happen. And then additionally, build yourself a community who will have your back regardless, like NU has had mine during this. And by doing this, you don't have to go through these situations alone, because I will say trying to do something like this alone is not easy. And so if you have that community, they're there to help, and you can use them as a support and sounding board.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Delaney.
course. Thank you for having me.
It was great to interview Delaney and hear firsthand how she has overcome obstacles on her campus. Subscribe to the Conservative Woman's Guide wherever you get your podcasts so that new episodes automatically download. Make sure to leave a 5-star review and share this episode with your friends. We'll see you next week.